producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Seriously, we're live? We have to do a show? I've been like a caged animal wanting to get behind this microphone for the last 24 hours. I've been waiting to do this like crazy, and I'm joking. I'm like a caged animal right now. What'd you say, Todd?
Check your clock. If it's after 7 p.m., we're not live.
Yeah. I am live. Todd is live. We're all live. So we can when we say we're live, that's what it means, ladies and gentlemen. But we are physically right now at the Ramada Plaza Suites in Fargo. Why? Because North Dakota Petroleum Council annual meeting is here. That's why we're here. And we have an all-star lineup of guests that will join us today on the program, including the world-class economist Stephen Moore of the Wall Street Journal. My friend Dennis from the Oil Patch Hotline and I were chatting a while ago. Which, by the way, if you want to know what's going on in the oil and gas world, I'm telling you, that man set the standard. So Dennis and I were chatting before the show. He says, is Steve Moore really here? Like, seriously? I said, yes, yeah. Dinner with him last night. He's here. He said, I was in Florida, somewhere by Orlando, last week. He said, 4,000 people, standing ovation. The guy was just unbelievable with his, you know, information. I said, well, yeah, that's the guy. He's wonderful. I'm honored to call him a friend. Wall Street Journal, Fox News, now Heritage Foundation chief economist, senior fellow there, and just all-around good guy. He really is. He's a good, good guy, and he is going to be the keynote at lunch today here at the Petroleum Council. Ron Ness of the Petroleum Council asked me to introduce him, which I was very honored to accept that, and he'll join us today on the program coming up next hour. But I'm dying to talk to him about the presidential race because he is advising a lot of these candidates and has a lot of inside baseball on what's going on. He has a great Scott Walker story. I don't know if you can tell it on the air, but I generally should ask, you know, okay, should I mention the Scott Walker story you told me before? But anyway, suffice it to say, Scott Walker didn't have the best advice, okay? Just leave it at that. And that's very obvious. Kind of sad that he's leaving the race. But anyway, we'll talk about all of that. We also have Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council. There's a lot happening here. At a very difficult time, honestly, for the industry. These are challenging times. But I think this industry is, setting a pretty high bar on how you weather a really difficult time. It's geopolitical, you know, influences that are driving a lot of this as well. So it isn't like you can just, you know, it's like, Todd, if you and I rent a popcorn stand and somebody sets up a popcorn stand across the street and then, the price of what we're selling, the bottom of the market falls out and we have to kind of, you know, it's like, you know, Iran and you know, Russia and, you know, the OPEC. And, I mean, there are so many influences here. It's unbelievable. It really is. So these are challenging times. We'll talk with Ron about that. We're brought to you on Tuesdays by our friends at the North Dakota Farm Bureau for What's on Your Mind. And Doug Goring will be here today. He's North Dakota Ag Commissioner. He's speaking to the group as well. But I want to say a word about what the North Dakota Petroleum Council does. You know, I love this program because every day we get a chance to hear your opinions. And I mean that sincerely. This show really is here for you. I'm happiest when I look at our lines and they're full and people are waiting to talk so I can shut my yap. And Todd and I could just literally take call after call after call. That is the best part of this.
And I am going to put that in a promo, by the way, just so you know.
The vast majority
I'm happiest when I shut my yap.
I am, because then we are able to live what this show is all about, finding out what's on the mind.
Well, sure, but there are people that don't believe you've ever said that, so if I could play that over and over for people.
Play it over and over and over again so I can be held to that standard. And the vast majority of the people who call this program, and I believe populate the great state of North Dakota, think just like the North Dakota Farm Bureau thinks. These are folks that every day, as the voice for North Dakota. Agriculture is North Dakota's economic engine, but the North Dakota Farm Bureau is North Dakota's best advocate, without question. And certainly agriculture's best advocate. Because, and it's not, if people say, well, that's just about ag. No, it's about a vibrant economy. It's about a great school. It's about safe communities. I believe it's about keeping more of your hard-earned money in your own pocket. They stand for that. So ndfb.org, if you're not yet a member, be a member and stand with these folks. who stand by their principles no matter what. And I appreciate that about the North Dakota Farm Bureau, one of our fine sponsors. Okay, so let's get to it here today, and you tell me what's on your mind. Is it Scott Walker? Is it who will be the next governor? Wayne Stengem is sounding a little different. I have to say, if I could, role play, and Todd were to ask me the questions, and I'm Wayne Stengem, and you're the media, and you ask me, so are you going to run for governor? Ask me that question, Todd.
So are you going to run for governor?
No, I'm Wayne Stengem, not Scott Hinnon.
let me redo it. Attorney General Stengem, are you thinking about a run for governor of North Dakota?
You know, I love my job. I love being attorney general. I like my life right now. I like how things are, and I'm just darn happy. You know, I'll consider that. I'll think about that. But I tell you, I really like things are. Okay, that was the first from literally the moment. And Dale Wetzel was the first to ask, I believe, on the Saturday Dale Wetzel show that question. And that's pretty much how Wayne answered. Okay. Now, that was shortly after Governor Dalrymple announced he was not running any longer. So now, Todd, ask me that question as in the last 24 hours.
Attorney General Wayne Stengem, would you consider a run for governor of North Dakota?
Yes, we're seriously giving that a good look and putting some things in place and, had some meetings with some people, and I see my poll numbers, and yes, I am. So,
okay, you do need to work on the voice impersonation part of it, but I think the words are correct.
He talks a lot slower, which is a good thing, by the way, not a bad thing, and a little more measured. But, yeah, okay, so I'll work on the inflection part. So what's going on here is I think Wayne Stengem has been convinced, despite some understandable reluctance of sincerely liking his current position and his life. He and Beth have a good life, and he's a high-paid state official, right? I mean, the legislature a few years ago put in a pretty good price tag, makes more than the governor. So he makes good money, and he really is attorney general for as long as he wants to be. And, you know, there's not a lot of political haymakers thrown back and forth. You know, people argue here and there about something on the Industrial Commission every now and then, but there's not a lot of political battles. You know, so it's a pretty sweet gig. And I think despite that, a lot of folks who are big Wayne Stengem fans say you got to run. And they do this for the following reason. Jack Dalrymple is a powerful political force. He said, I'm not running anymore. Now, who is going to run? Obviously, Lieutenant Governor Drew Wrigley said early on that he is considering that and still considering that, but obviously coming off a very difficult personal situation. I've not heard anything from the Wrigley camp that would suggest that they're not still considering a run, but I think a lot of people assume that will make it more difficult. So the chatter, if you will, among for lack of a better term, the establishment in North Dakota, you know, the politicos, is Wayne, you got to do this. You got to do this. You got to. And I think what's happened is that the Attorney General has succumbed to that chatter, and is going to throw his hat in the ring. That having been said, it's not like it's politically speaking, you'd have to look at the landscape as it currently exists and say, Wayne Stengem throws his hat in the ring, it's over. I just had a major political figure a half hour ago tell me if Wayne Stengem's in, nobody else should even bother. It's his nomination. Now, I'm going to argue a little bit differently here than that individual. Because I don't think, and I don't mean this in a derogatory way, but a coronation where you just say, that's going to be the candidate, look at the poll numbers, let's be done, and the delegates get, you know, effectively one choice, I don't necessarily think that's a good thing. I really don't. And I'm going to use as the example the Rick Berg-Heidi Heitkamp race. Rick Berg, big win against Earl Pomeroy. Wind at his back, decides with the retirement of Kent Conrad, I'm going to run for the Senate seat. Big convention, rah, 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 coronation. And all of a sudden, you know, one haymaker after another from a very politically skilled Heitkamp campaign and some usual dirty tricks, which the Democrats are very good at, ladies and gentlemen. They are the best of the best in this state and other places. They're good at it. They're lifetime politicians, and Heidi Heitkamp, Senator, and not Rick Berg. That same thing could happen to Wayne Stengem, in my mind. Now, that doesn't mean he wouldn't ultimately win. I think it would be better for Wayne Stengem if he had competition for the nomination. That's my point. That's what I'm trying to say. But obviously, he is a political force. That name's been on the ballot a lot of times. One other caveat, It's been a long time since he's had a tough race. And I got to do my homework on this better, but I think it's Glenn Pomeroy when he actually won for Attorney General. I think it was a bit of a squeaker, and everyone since has been, you know, nothing but. So I think he has, you know, to sharpen the political skills, if you will, put the right team around him and everything else. But I'm a bit concerned about that. I want a good-spirited race. I know there's people all worried about this presidential race now and 16 candidates, and, oh, gosh, Scott Walker got out, and come on. Here's my quick Scott Walker take. Scott Walker, if he can't run a good campaign now, which he clearly didn't, I sure don't want him to be the nominee. We have another Mitt Romney then. I'm glad we found out now. I love Scott Walker. I wanted him in the mix. He was one of my top picks. But he ran a cruddy campaign. If he's down to 1% now, that's a bad campaign because he's got a good brand and a good record. Why wasn't his campaign better? So we found out now. That's what this process is all about. Tested by the fire. Steel on steel. You know what I'm saying? That's my take. I want yours. Call now on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. What's on your mind?
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Register today for the 9th Annual Great Plains Empower North Dakota Energy Conference. The full-day event is Tuesday, October 13th at Bismarck State College's National Energy Center of Excellence. Speakers include Chief Economist for ConocoPhillips, Marianne Kaw, U.S. Senators Heidi Heitkamp and John Hovind, Congressman Kevin Cramer, North Dakota Governor Jack Dalrymple, and many more. See the agenda and registration information online at energymd.com/events.
I found it. A way to get the family together, keep them together, and have great conversations. It works every time. It's the Hot Springs Spa. And Vince, Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too, is here to tell us how that works. Vince, tell me.
It's because hot water is truly magic. We know this. You're better below the water. And because of that, you're better above the water, meaning mentally, and beyond the water. You truly are a better husband, better wife, better family member, better at everything you do, because hot water does a lot of things to the body. The body comes alive. You think better. Matter of fact, I used to tell kids that, hey, buy a hot tub, wink, wink, you'll get better grades. But we know this now that hot water improves your cognitive thinking. And it's just magic what it does for the body. If you think about this, we're 80% water. Our first 9 months of our life, we were in water. And today we recover 25 times faster in hot water than we do on dry land. So a lot of great benefits coming out of this.
How much do spas cost, Vince?
$29.95 up to, you know, on up. So it just depends what you're looking for. You don't have to spend a lot to have a great experience owning hot water.
This is a good man, folks. He's my neighbor. You can trust him. Get your Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too, today. Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too, on South Washington Grand Forks, 13th Avenue Southwest Fargo, and in the Kirkwood Mall, Bismarck.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFood.com today.
Live at the Ramada Plaza Suites Fargo, the location for the North Dakota Petroleum Conference, started last night. Incredible turnout at the Fargo Theater. It really was interesting. Obviously this broadcast is heard in western Minnesota, all the way into Montana, down into South Dakota and Manitoba. So don't take offense if you find yourself in this category. But I find folks in the Red River Valley, especially. And it's partly the fault of Minnesota. Sorry, Minnesota, you're my home state. But this environmental extreme wackoism has sort of infected a little bit of the Red River Valley. And it's unbelievable to me the amount of people who believe what they see and hear in the media about what's happening in western North Dakota. You know, either you're wrecking the water with fracking or, you know, this oil boom's over, or, you know, if I go to Watford City, I'm going to get shot, I'm going to get run over by a car, the traffic's horrible. I mean, the perceptions that the media's done in the editorial pages are the absolute worst. The people who never set foot in western North Dakota but sit behind their keyboards and, dole out their version of reality, which is ridiculous, have poisoned the well. And so to have a, packed Fargo theater with mostly folks from, again, eastern North Dakota, western Minnesota, getting the real story and hearing from folks like Tammy Miller at Border States, this world-class, like, $1.5 billion company that is doing things all over the world and doing a lot of it in energy. Just opened up in Watford City and out in Williston and, you know, been at this a long time. And AE2S and Myriad Mobile. You know, these world-class technology companies that are doing innovative things out there, and they get, hey, here's what we're helping them do. Transforming what's going on is incredible. It really is. So today, last night was fantastic. President Dean Brashani, NDSC, was in the audience for 2.5 hours taking it all in. And, good example. A lot of folks there. So I was glad to see it. It really was a lot of fun. So anyway, that's why we're here at the Ramada Plaza Suites. And then day two is today and then day three tomorrow. Keynote speaker at noon today, Stephen Moore of the Wall Street Journal, will join us in the next hour to talk a little bit about his presentation. He's going to talk about, I think, an interesting topic, too, and that is whether or not oil is America's inexhaustible resource. He believes it is, and we're going to talk a little bit about that today. He also believes North Dakota can weather the storm, for lack of a better term, against the geopolitical influences that are really out to get and take down the American energy renaissance. I want you to think a little bit about that. So we're going to talk about that today on the program as well. And then Doug Goyne will join us. Done some great work on the pipeline advocacy program and other things, so we'll talk with him today on the program as well. All right, let's get to the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, because you've heard my opinions and I want to hear yours. Ron Ness at the bottom of the hour. Telephone number is 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. You can text Todd at 701-226-8503, and you can email us studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Speaking of Cloverdale, the Big Flavor Tour is hitting Jamestown tomorrow. So if I were you, I'd be at Cashwise 2 to 6 tomorrow in Jamestown. And your biggest decision will be, okay, which one of these five awesome Cloverdale brats do I want? You know, do I want to go with the jalapeno, or am I going to go with a smoked brat? You know, that'll be your toughest decision. Or should I go a little summer sausage, a little tangy? Or do I want to, maybe try some bacon? I hate decisions like that. Don't you, Todd? It's just the worst. You know, do I want chipotle garlic bacon, or do I want, regular bacon? Don't you hate that, Todd?
decisions.
Yeah, exactly.
But right. You're right. I mean, that's a little of each. Does it have to be either or?
Well, that's a good point. Just do a whole lot of everything. Yeah.
Yeah, make some of each.
Yes. Do we have anybody that has called our... off here, Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline? That's because we're kind of slow to get folks to get into the game here.
Technically, we have.
Is it one of our favorites? is it Manny's Bay?
Yes.
Is it? Okay.
Two of them already. Yeah.
Let's have a little Manny's. If it's arable, and by the way, we should rename this thing. Just call it the Hate Hannon Hotline. Okay? So if you want to hate on Hannon, you just call that line 24/7 and just let her rip. And it's fine.
I love the people who call that and then accuse you or me of being a coward.
Yeah.
Don't call the show live and make that accusation. Call the recording where you can keep your head hidden in the sand and then go for it.
Exactly. Yeah. No, I couldn't agree with you anymore. So if they're arable, I'm okay with it. In the meantime.
Hey, Scott, radio guy. Scott, you asked Scott about if you ever run for governor. Heck of it is. If he didn't run for governor, I said he'd be another lockdog with lot with pumps coming out of his. Somebody asked him a question, he couldn't answer. He did take the coward's way out, the same as all that other stuff he's been doing. All he does is he likes taking the coward's way out, circle the wagon. So there you go for governor. Ah, coward's way out. You have lots of pumps coming out of his ears.
What? I got all of that except the part that's coming out of my ears. What would be coming out of my ears?
The puppies.
Oh, lap dog puppies. I got it.
See, the good news about him is, even if it's not radio airable, you almost can't tell.
If he were to swear, we wouldn't know. You're a very
right,
good point
exactly.
on your part. Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
You almost have to listen to it three times to figure out what he's saying. But
so when you do call, by the way, you have an option. One is to leave a message like that gentleman did. And two is to chat with us live on the air if you have a comment or and what was it again? If I run for governor, I would be a lapdog. Was that what the what was the gist of his comment, Todd? Other than having puppies coming out my ears and all the fun stuff.
If you ran for governor, that would be you.
Emailer says a different story completely.
Okay.
My name is Eric Kramer. I listened to the show on Friday. And have thought of the story of Enoch Thorsgaard every day since. Being a young North Dakota farmer and rancher, there is much to learn from a great man, from a great generation such as his. He came from a time when the only thing to question is where your next meal was going to show up. Let's see. The only thing to question is where is your next meal going to come? On the table for your children. There was strong leadership of the nation, even if it was faltering. Everyone went to church and prayed to God. He is a witness of a time that now children think all their food comes from the refrigerator or McDonald's. And a concerning small percent of the population even attends church, maybe even annually. Yes, there is much to learn from such a man and his story. Thank you for helping bring him to light with your radio promotion. Well, thank you, Eric. Great to hear from a young farmer and rancher in North Dakota, number one. Number two, I have to tell you, I've been doing talk radio since 1992. We started Valley Talk in Grand Forks in 92. Kind of in one form or another since 88, but 92. The show I did on Friday prompted the most response of anything I've ever done behind this microphone. And I am so honored that it was sitting next to a 98-year-old legend like Enoch Thorsgaard in Northwood, North Dakota. Every email I get saying, could I get a copy of his book that has come in, I continue to read and just marvel at. So thanks for the nice note. We had the Hate Hannon hotline, and we had a nice note from Eric, so we balanced things out very nicely there. Charlie wants to comment on Scott Walker. We'll do that after the break. And then Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council. We are live for the North Dakota Petroleum Council's annual meeting. Ramada Plaza Suites, Fargo. Day two today, day three tomorrow. Stay tuned.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Finding a meal for $4 these days is not easy to do unless you stop at PetroServe USA all day every day and pick up the hot stuff personal pan pizzas. 20-ounce drink, 2 cookies, 4 items for $4 all day every day. Plus great savings on Deli Express sandwiches like the charbroil with cheese, chicken with cheese, and barbecue rib. The big ones, $2.99 each. Mars king-size candy bars, 79 cents each. Jack Lynx 2-ounce sticks are only $1.85 each. Plus, save on Pringles Grab and Grow, 79 cents, and Kellogg's Cheez-Its, just 79 cents each, too. Stock up on clothing. New styles of NDSU clothing have arrived. Stop in, take a look. Here's some Minnesota and North Dakota hoodies, only $14.99 each at PetroServe USA. Helping America feel better by giving you choice at the pump. That's right. Look for the red, white, and blue banner. And stop and see the good folks that connect North Dakota's cornfields with North Dakota's oil fields. A PetroServe USA location near you. PetroServe USA, helping America feel better.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
And we're back at the North Dakota Petroleum Council annual meeting. Our sponsor for today, bringing you these live broadcasts today and tomorrow. Energy Matters as well, coming to you from this event. So today, tomorrow, then Thursday, we'll be at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. More radio history for What's on Your Mind. Todd and I are doing the show from a hot tub. Separate hot tubs, just so you don't get the wrong idea. And then Friday, we will be at the League of Cities gathering, brought to you by AE2S. So busy week on What's on Your Mind. Before we get to Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council, let's go to the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. And Charlie is traveling and listening. What's on your mind, Charlie?
Oh, I was just disappointed that Scott Walker dropped out. He was my pick due to the fact he's been vetted so well. I mean, you know, one recall election, but three total elections he'd been through in a blue state and had actually, you know, pulled off some conservative policies. And I thought he would be ideal. But, you know, the thing is, he was suffering in the polls. I never get a call at home for a poll of significance like these. I only get the stupid ones where it's some environmental thing or, you know what I mean? I get a call and the questions are couched just right.
See, I don't think the polls matter right now. I mean, really, the only poll that matters is Iowa and New Hampshire and South Carolina. So these national polls, but there is a fundraising thing. But here's the deal. I mean, Byron York said it well. He said, many Republicans will view Walker's departure with real regret. It is hard to overstate how much conservatives respected him for his fight against the public employee unions in Wisconsin. He stood up to everything the Democratic big labor liberal establishment had to throw at him and came out the winner. That took enormous strength and resolve. If anything qualified a Republican for a shot at the White House, that was it. I agree with Byron York. Here's the problem. He did all that in Wisconsin, and he didn't take that effort or his election success over three campaigns in Wisconsin to a battle for the Republican nomination. So sad as it is, much as I agree he's good talent, if he can't run a good campaign, and this is a Republican problem. We just don't run very good campaigns. And so that's my take, Charlie. He good man, bad campaign. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You know, I agree with you on the polls. You're right. At this point, a national poll wouldn't matter much anyway. But, yeah, it's just disappointing.
It is. Great to hear from you. Appreciate the call. Call again. Ron Ness, president of the North Dakota Petroleum Council, just off a meeting with his board of directors and getting ready to kick off day two of the North Dakota Petroleum Council conference with us at Vermont Plaza Suites. Hello, sir.
Hi, Scott. Thanks for being here today. We're going to have a great crowd, just under 500 people, and Vermont Plaza Suites is a great facility. And so glad that Fargo has invited us to come and bring our annual meeting here for the first time. And downtown Fargo yesterday, about 160 people, middle of the afternoon at the Fargo Theater for a Bakken Bites and Bits. education session. It was really good, and thrilled. The president of NDSU spent the entire time there. Really a great crowd, and that Tammy Miller from Border States, is she outstanding or what?
She really is, and it was interesting because those leaders on the stage talking about what they're doing to help the transformation that's going on in the Bakken right now should be an inspiration for anybody that wants to build anything and, you know, design anything and dream anything because you need more of everything in the Bakken, right?
Well, we do need more of everything, but the reality is that I think Eastern North Dakota and the technology and the universities here are going to be part of the big picture going forward for what I think, we're in the middle of the second inning of a nine-inning game in the Bakken, and we've got to get more efficient. We've got to use more technology. We are in a battle in the energy world today to determine where the Bakken and the world energy markets are going to shake out. And we're going to have to compete. And to compete, you got to use technology. We had a discussion on drones. We had a discussion on a data gathering from access, not having to go out and visit every well that many times to get all the data that you need. So technology is the path forward for the Bakken, not just in terms of the well site data, but in terms of getting better at remediation of saltwater spills, NDSU, EERC, Bakken optimization of getting more oil out of the rock. And, this is a difficult time in North Dakota in the commodity business, and it's going to be a struggle for a while. But at the end of the day, this resource is world class. We're going to be here. We got to figure out how to make it work at lower price thresholds. And, that will happen, but there'll be some bumps in the road on the way.
There seems, especially here in the Valley, but really everywhere in North Dakota, and certainly North Dakota is vastly better than the national media, but there is a mentality that, this is horrible, this is terrible, this is bad, and it's over, right? Yet, I saw the presentation you're talking about. Lynn Helms is talking about if oil prices don't change at all, you're still talking, 2040, a million barrels a day, right? Something we would have killed for 4 years ago, 5 years ago. So, and the same thing on the environmental stuff and the regulatory stuff. It just seems to me that you guys are under assault. I mean, how do you, from the media and from the regulators on all of this stuff, and for the perception that somehow this isn't here, like you said, to stay when we're in a second inning of a nine-inning game. What do we do? What do we need to do better to shape that?
Well, it's 10 o'clock in the morning. This morning we have harvested almost 500,000 barrels of oil already today. A half a BCF of gas, which would virtually be enough to heat every home in the upper Midwest. We've done that in North Dakota. It takes a tremendous amount of manpower. It takes a tremendous amount of resources. Those jobs are not going away. The exploration dollars are going to get tough. A lot of companies, a lot of individuals, a lot of businesses who have made great investments. It's going to be a tough 6 months ahead here. But at the end of the day, the strong will get stronger. They will get better at what they do. They'll implement technology. But I think the most frustrating thing going on right now is we are under absolute assault from the federal government. We just came out of a board meeting, and we're going to have a lot of discussions this afternoon led by the Attorney General on there are five or six different they just essentially went after the coal industry with one big regulation that's horrendous. What they're doing to us is they're just coming at us with swipes. And we've got six or seven of these regulations that have just coming at us trying to take you out at the ankles, one operator at a time, one segment of industry at a time. And I got to tell you, it's frustrating. We have worked with federal agencies. We've got all the local federal entities here. These are D.C.-driven policies anymore. It used to be that the local federal entities got to engage.
For somebody that's following this, give them one example of the kind of hit you take as an industry from what they're trying to do.
They are tailoring a lot of these issues right to North Dakota. They are coming after, essentially, the North Dakota Health Department has had jurisdiction over air quality. That's their mantra from EPA, is you guys cover air quality in North Dakota because you're totally qualified. Now they're coming in with total enforcement actions on things that, if you have flaring emissions over a certain threshold for a certain period of time, you're going to have to pay royalties going backwards for 5 to 7 years. Huh. And once you pay a royalty, there's no refund. So only going to implement that in North Dakota. They're coming after you for consent decrees on your emissions off tanks. There's no regulation. We've got clean air in North Dakota. There's no there are five or six that you'll hear about today that are all just coming in the last few months. And we get no chance for public input. We get no chance for common sense. These are coming directly out of Washington, D.C., in the Beltway. The local federal agencies are forced to enforce them, and it's becoming a legal game. And we've got some producers here that are they're just, frankly, just frightened for their survival of, is our own government going to take them down?
So is this a battle that goes to the courtroom?
This is a battle that goes to the courtroom, and we are in the process of filing one appeal this week. The state of North Dakota, as you know, Waters of the U.S., along with a number of these other issues, have been to the courtroom, and we're going to push for more of that. We're going to have to defend our industry, and this isn't just about industry. This is about the 60,000 to 80,000 North Dakotans that have jobs in the industry, or all of the people that have built those hotels, all of the people that have invested in the growth of this state.
Is this the biggest threat to, you know, when you talk about being in the second inning of a nine-inning game, is what you've just described the biggest threat to you know, slow that, stunt that?
Well, certainly there's no bigger price in a commodity business than price. Price is what drives. I don't care if you're a farmer and you're deciding whether to sell your wheat today, or you're going to put up another grain bin and store it and hope for a better day. But aside from the commodity price, which will shut down investment to the extent companies need to, the federal government right now is absolutely on a full frontal assault, trying to get everything they have in the desk drawers out. And I'm frankly just appalled. And I've been around this long enough. I don't get real shook up, but I'm pretty shook up today because I just can't believe what they're doing and what we're being told with no voice. If you want to have a process and go through a process and create public policy with Congress, fine. But when they're just doing these things and throwing everything they have at us, it's a bad deal.
Well, you know, my concern after hearing you is to say, okay, price you can't control, right?
Right.
I mean, you really can't.
Nope.
And Steve Moore is going to do an interesting talk today about sort of how do we weather the geopolitical forces, right, and have it not stunt American energy renaissance. But you can't control cost. And what you've just described on the regulatory side is increasing the cost. So really that's as detrimental as the ebb and flow of the price, isn't it?
Well, I think it's...
Because there's cost to what you just described.
Specifically at a time when industry is under great stress, and then you lop on all of these tremendous stressors in terms of, you know, you settle with us, we'll give you option A or option B. Now, you don't like option A, but option B puts you out of business.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
I would remind every listener, the federal government sued a handful of oil companies over literally a dozen birds.
Yeah.
A dozen birds that they found. They didn't even know how they ended up dying. They just, you know, assumed the worst. A dozen dead birds. The federal government took three oil companies, was it, to court. So this is what you're talking about.
Well, and what did that take? It took a couple of oil companies to stand up and go take them on in court and win.
Yeah.
And the Wall Street Journal, basically called that one of the great bird debacles of the federal government. When it was all said and done, I said, are you serious?
Yeah.
But... we're seeing that time and time again right now, and I encourage you to get Dave Glott on state health director, and talk about this is really an assault on North Dakota's ability to regulate. We've got the cleanest air in the nation, and when we talk to our friends in the coal industry, they are, you know, North Dakotans. We all need to recognize what's at risk here, and clean waters of the U.S. The farm folks all get it. This is a big deal.
Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council with us. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, can you give us a little preview of the chancellor's announcement today? Because I understand that's going to be kind of fun, related to our workforce needs.
Well, I'm as in the black as you are on that
you
one.
Are,
I'm looking forward to it.
Okay, because Kathy kind of teased this, Kathy Nassett of Nessa Consulting, and of course part of the leadership of the Petroleum Council yesterday said this is big. But it relates to workforce in a discussion we had yesterday about everybody needing more workforce. More when we continue on What's on Your Mind after a short time out. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
3C Innovators is your 3D printing prototyping specialist of the Red River Valley. At 3C Innovators, we're dedicated to invention, innovation, and application. Our designers can turn your ideas into reality with no limitations. 3C Innovators gives you the power to craft that revolutionary new product that you've always dreamed of creating. We can take any idea or existing product to the next level with our state-of-the-art equipment. 3C Innovators offers design consultations, product refinement, 3D printer leasing options, training, and much, much more. Go to 3cinnovators.com. That's the number 3, the letter C, innovators.com. And check out our pricing and schedule an appointment with one of our design specialists today. 3C Innovators, located at 4200 James Ray Drive in Grand Forks, and online at 3cinnovators.com. That's the number 3, the letter C, innovators.com.
You owe it to yourself to be safe when you're behind the wheel. And there's no safer vehicle on the road than a Mercedes-Benz. If you can hear me right now, your Mercedes-Benz dealer is Valley Imports. ValleyImports.com is the website. Check out the selection. CE and S-Class, the Coupes, the GLs, the MLs. How about a convertible or a Roadster? Have you seen that sixth-generation SL? Unbelievable, folks. And it is the safest vehicle you'll ever drive. The safety features in a Mercedes-Benz are amazing. Take one for a test drive. The best price, and by the way, if you mention you heard Scott Hennen talking about Mercedes, you'll get 2 years of service absolutely free. That's right. Another reason to go to ValleyImports.com. They'll deliver right to you. Great price, great selection, and if you don't see it on the website, they'll get it for you. Any model, Mercedes-Benz, ValleyImports.com. ValleyImports.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Live from the North Dakota Petroleum Council's annual meeting, which is about to be gaveled in for day number 2 at the Ramada Plaza Suites, Fargo, 12 noon today. Steve Moore of the Wall Street Journal, Fox News Channel, will be our keynote speaker. More with Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council in just a moment. First, we're going to find out what's in the minds of farmers and ranchers today, courtesy of the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Carson from Regent talks about hunting season from a landowner's perspective. Carson, tell us more.
It's that time of the year for the hunter and landowner to refurbish or build a new relationship in regards to the upcoming hunting season. I would just like to remind the outdoors person that most landowners welcome you if you ask. A very important reminder and act of courtesy is to leave the land in as good as or better shape than you found it. A lot of us landowners post our land for safety reasons, and so when permission is granted, we know who is out there. It is also important to ask permission every time you come out, even if you received permission the previous year. It is an excellent way to build a long-lasting relationship. And landowners do appreciate a thank you note or even a Christmas card at the end of the season. Remember, a safe hunt is a memorable hunt.
Tell you what, that is the great advice. It is, because communication solves everything in that area. It really does. I mean, 90% of the stories you hear, if it had started with a conversation, eyeball to eyeball on the porch, everything would be different. So, Carson, great idea. Find out what's on the minds of farmers and ranchers at ndfb.org. That's ndfb.org. The North Dakota Farm Bureau, bringing ag home. Start talking about hunting season, I'm going to get you distracted. You got a conference to run. So
hey, I agree completely. Thanks to the landowner last Sunday and Saturday and Sunday, we had 2 12-year-olds out for the youth duck opener, and they shot their limited ducks. And I got to tell you, that's the best hunt of the year for me. And thanks to those landowners for doing that, and the legislature and the Game and Fish creating those youth season. So
it's fun, isn't it?
12-year-old sitting in a decoys, and how much fun is that?
Say, there's a big decision coming up by the North Dakota Industrial Commission that we've talked about before in the air. I haven't spent a lot of time on it, and honestly, I'm a little embarrassed that so much time has to be spent on it, because this is really an easy decision. But you're having some difficulty convincing the majority of the Industrial Commission of that. Tell us what's going on here.
Well, Scott, on Thursday, the Industrial Commission will determine whether they just extend the next deadline, kick it down the road one or two construction seasons. It's currently January 1 of 2016. We have done an amazing job. This industry has done an amazing job, invested over $11 billion. But there are two easements out there that through the federal government we are not able to get, cost us about 6% of the total flaring, along with all of the other factors that we could have never predicted a year ago. We are not changing the end goal. The end goal is still the same. All we are saying is that because of these mitigating circumstances, give us another year. The goal is to get more gas processing and infrastructure in term for the rest of the seven innings of this big long pitcher. It's not that big of a deal.
If they don't do it, what will happen?
If they don't do it, the only option producers have are to reduce rigs, lay down more rigs, shut in wells, or not complete wells. And those are huge economic ramifications, not only to the industry, but more importantly to the communities. I don't know that to what extent we could handle another 15 to 20 rig loss in those communities. And think of the jobs. Think of the people. Think of the investment by the individuals who have stepped up their business opportunities in the state. We're in a box right now. And this is just asking, it's just like a road construction project. I didn't get it done by August 1. Give me till November 1. Yeah, maybe I don't get the bonus for the project, but we're going to get there. We just need another season.
South Dakota caller with a question. Let's get that here before we let Ron go. Is that ready, Todd? I could paraphrase it if I need to.
Hey, just talking about the government saying about the birds and the oil companies dying. Well, it's no different than the sage grouse. They're trying to put them on the endangered species list because they're trying to say the oil companies and the farming, ranching, cattle, and all that are killing them off. Well, it's not that, or it's not hunting. It's all these idiots are too stupid to realize that it's predators that are killing them off, because sage grouse don't lay their eggs in much cover, because where they, in the sage, the grass is real short, and so they're out there laying their eggs, so predators like skunks and coons and coyotes and fox don't take much for them to find their eggs. That's the whole problem. That's why they're on the endangered. That's why they're endangered, not because of everything else. And then you guys can't figure that out.
Good intel on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, but that's an issue that also affects your industry big time, right?
It is. Decision out this morning on sage grouse. I don't have all the particulars, but it appears that they determined they were going to kick the sage grouse issue down the road further, which is good news. Finally, some good news from the federal government today.
Yeah, a delay of a dumb idea, right? We got to call that good news now.
Sometimes delays are the best thing we can ask for.
Buy a little bit of time. All right. Anything else you want to say before you hit the stage?
Scott, thanks for being here. We're very glad to be in Fargo, and I think Eastern North Dakota is a growing need in this Bakken development as we go far. We need the high-tech solutions that are going to address the issues of the Bakken.
Appreciate it very much.
Thanks.
Good to talk to you. Ron Ness, president of the North Dakota Petroleum Council, our guest live from the Ramada Plaza Suites in Fargo. And he's going to go chat with Steve Moore and get set for the noon event. And by the way, I encourage you, if you're inclined or you're in the neighborhood, to take in the event. I think they're about 500, but they are still selling a few more registrations as they walk in here today. So, and understandably so, this is going to be a great conference over the next couple of days. All right, folks, another hour. Steve Moore, The Wall Street Journal. Take your calls, questions, comments. You want to talk about the presidential race? You want to talk about the American energy renaissance and whether it's being threatened by government, regulation, geopolitical forces? Will it survive it? He's written a piece recently saying oil is America's inexhaustible oil resource. We can talk about that or anything else. Coming up next on What's On Your Mind. Don't touch that dial.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Gate City Bank believes staying local is a better way of banking. It's why we locally approve home loans, along with locally financing and servicing your loan, too. That means your mortgage lives where you do and not in some other state. Have a question on your mortgage? You'll speak with someone right down the street. Get started at GateCityBank.com. Gate City Bank, for a better way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Howdy, folks. Jess Peterson here with the U.S. Cattlemen's Association. Country boards and labeling, cattle markets, trade, and EPA. These are the issues affecting your bottom dollar. Be a part of the process to make a difference. Join the Independent Beef Association, the U.S. Cattlemen's Association, for their annual meeting Friday and Saturday, October 2nd and 3rd at the Ramada in Bismarck. The event is open to the public. For more details, check out uscattlemen.org or call 202-870-3867. We'll see you in Bismarck.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pileski of the Pileski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.